With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. The sky of west central Montana turns into a highway for migrating golden eagles this time of year. And as the birds fly south, researchers are counting. Local researchers say annual counts show North America's largest bird of prey's migratory population is struggling in Montana. Kylie Moore reports.
We're crouching in a camouflaged hut atop Rogers Pass. It's cold, with gusty winds and several inches of snow on the ground.
Got one out by Pyramid, naked eye.
That's our bird.
Rob Dominich, executive director of Missoula's Raptor View Research Institute, grabs his binoculars. He and several other field biologists are trying to spot eagles. It's their last count of the season, and all are staring intently across the valley. Migration monitoring helps scientists get a population count on the birds, who usually nest in remote northern locations and are hard to study during other times of the year.
And what we do is just scan these hillsides constantly. These guys are scanning up there. We have radios. If they see something, they'll let us know.
Decades of migration counts of the birds aloft Montana indicate the golden eagles that travel has declined here. Dominich and others spend weeks on ridgelines this time of year, trapping and banding birds, outfitting them with tracking tags, and collecting data. This helps them monitor trends and follow migration paths. Not unlike a puppeteer, Dominich pulls strings to manipulate a pigeon outside the hut in hopes of catching a bigger bird's eye.
Now we'll just do some periodic luring, and hopefully in about 5 minutes it's here.
Hawkwatch International data from a Bozeman research site measured roughly 650 golden eagles per 100 hours of counting in the early 1990s. In 2018, the number of birds researchers counted was more than cut in half. Speaking on the phone before the counting trip, Dominich said,
"It's those migratory populations that are throwing up a red flag to researchers and conservationists."
Are the birds dying during migration? Are they not migrating as far south as they used to?
What exactly is going on is hard to say, and that's part of what we're trying to figure out with our telemetry work.
Golden and bald eagles are protected under federal law, and people face fines and potential jail time for killing, wounding, or disturbing the bird. Researchers say migrating golden eagles face a unique set of challenges that include habitat loss, car collisions, power line electrocutions, wind turbines, traps, and lead poisoning, to name a few. The birds come from as far north as the Brooks Range in Alaska, and tagged birds have wintered as far south as Mexico. While some Montana researchers say they're seeing a decline in the bird, other available research from across the West shows the non-migratory population is more stable. The 55th parallel delineates the two populations, with those breeding in harsher northern climates needing to migrate to follow food sources. This puts them in potentially more danger. Some recent reports indicate researchers may have reason to believe the birds' dipping migration numbers are stabilizing in Montana. A Hawkwatch report from 2016 says recent counts give, quote, reason for some optimism, unquote, with the highest number of golden eagles tallied in the region there since 1998. Missoula's Rob Dominich and his team will add this year's birdwatching data to the picture soon.
This is where I love getting my eyes on them because I could try and predict what they're going to do. It's coming in. So, Danny, you're on it?
Yes.
Give me seconds out. I saw it, but
40,
I...
About 35, 40.
Has it surfaced again?
Dominich says a healthy golden eagle population often means a healthy ecosystem, or vice versa.
So what's happening with golden eagles could be, in fact, indicative of the ecosystem as a whole. They are sort of the canary in the coal mine of ecosystem health, let's say.
Counting time is coming to a close. While the team wasn't able to catch a golden eagle on the last day of the 2019 season, they did count 15 and managed to trap a goshawk.
Got it.
Yeah. Nice.
The field biologist quickly banded the bird.
So I'll take this leg gauge.
Researchers are packing up their worksite before snow makes it inaccessible. It's too soon to tell if the migratory golden eagle decline in Montana may have stabilized for good. But scientists are working to learn what they can from the birds soaring overhead. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Kylie Moore.